Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
It is Thursday evening, time for another This and That chit-chat with your girl Tasha and myself. We brought you a basket full of goodies, like every week, remedies, did you knows, and of course, hot topics presented by Tasha. So stick around and hang with us for the next half hour of fun talk.
Good evening,
hey, how
are you doing tonight? I was doing so good. How are you? I was waiting. I was like,
I was waiting. You know, it's my favorite time.
Well, yeah, I was. I think we just came in at the same time, but it's so funny.
Yeah. I know, right? Oh my gosh.
So how is it going, partner?
You know what? It's going so good. I am so excited. You know, this is my favorite time, artist connection time. Ready to get started. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm a little bit emotional, but I will talk about that in a few moments. I've just watched that viral video of the X Factor, and I will talk about it in just a moment. I have to get myself together. So, you know, you just go ahead and let's hear about the celeb talk, please. Inform me.
Definitely. Definitely. And I really cannot wait to hear about that. I know. Ooh, we were talking about it a minute ago, so yes. Okay, so, guys, I do know where to start. I was going to say I don't even know where to start. But let's start talking about this VMAs fiasco. I'm only going to mention the things that did not bore me to tears. I'm just going to be honest. It was pretty boring to me, okay? So these are the three things that I was like, okay, wow. First of all, Kanye West and his 20-minute speech or 11-minute speech. It just went on forever. And he was talking about how he's he's riding or die or dying for artists, and he's running for president and all this stuff. And it's just like, Kanye, like, nobody feels bad for Kanye and the foot that he loves to put in his mouth. Nobody feels bad. Like, that's all I can say. He has not officially, of course, it's not 2020 anyway, but he's not running for president right now, so we can all breathe and just imagine a world where Kim Kardashian is first lady. That's it, okay? That right there is pretty terrifying. So, no, we are safe, guys. But 2020, everybody's going to be grabbing their passport and trying to get out of here.
Or vote.
Yeah.
Let's vote.
Right. Right. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so, it was Kanye. That's all I can say is him. The next thing I wanted to talk about was, of course, the Miley and Nicki Minaj invisible beef is what I'm calling it, because to me, I don't like to see anybody get picked on. And when you think because of your ethnicity, I'm not saying that's why she thinks this, okay? But I'm just saying because of your ethnicity or where you're from or whatever the situation may be, that you can beat up somebody or bully somebody or whatever, I think it's just ridiculous. This is exactly what Miley was saying that caused Nicki Minaj to be like, hey, Miley, what's good, or whatever she was doing, trying to threaten her in front of everybody. Miley was saying, and I agree with her, she said that, why do people get so upset when they don't win certain awards at these VMA shows? These shows are award shows. You still have your money. You still have a ton of fans. You still have all the bells and whistles. These award shows are really popularity contests. You know, who has the biggest fans? Who has this? Who has that? And people who are going to get on the line and vote for them. Okay, that's pretty much what it is. It's not the Grammys. It's not the Oscars, is not the Emmys, it's a VMA award, it's a BET award, or whatever the case may be. And so Miley was just saying it's not really a big deal to her, okay? And so, and she said she doesn't understand why people get so upset. And that's when Nicki, I guess, was like, oh, she's talking about me, and then it just became, a whole mess that we saw. But my thing is, like, I agree with Miley. It's not the Oscars, girl. It's just the VMAs. Calm down.
Okay, let's rewind this tape, partner, okay, for the listeners
okay.
that are not even familiar at all with what went on.
Yes, yes.
What the whole thing is about. Can you talk about how this even started? I mean, it seems like it started before the show, right? Or did Miley
on the red carpet. Yeah, Miley was doing the junction, you know, where you know, on the red carpet where they ask you questions about each artist and everything, and they asked her about, you know, what she thought about people getting upset. And I believe someone mentioned Nicki Minaj's name. I don't think that Miley said Nicki Minaj's name at all, but I know that her name was mentioned to where Nicki Minaj heard about it. So all of this started behind the scenes before they even got out there. And then Nicki Minaj decided to thank her pastor and then go in to threaten somebody, like in her acceptance speech of whatever award it was that she was up for, that she was winning at the time. And she basically threatened, threatened Miley. She had won an award for her Anaconda video and just decided, you know, to do that. And that's where it all started. Yeah.
Well, see, because a lot of people in social media was also writing about, reporting about it, that they thought it was staged. And I even reported
it wasn't. Yeah.
I thought it was staged. It looked real, but I didn't know because I just seen that part.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about the prior beef. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, no, MTV, they put out a full statement saying that it was not staged, it was not a joke, this was literally something that Nicki was really serious about. Yeah. So, a lot of things that they say have been staged and stuff when they have issues and stuff. MTV is like, no. Their big thing that they were pushing as far as MTV goes was, you know, Taylor Swift giving Kanye West this award. That was supposed to be the big draw or whatever. So I don't think they were trying to stage something else, especially something like that. That's just ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? Nobody talked about that, really.
No. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty big on social media. I mean, for that moment, it really wasn't, you know, it kind of came and went, but it was pretty big, yeah.
I think Nicki stole the show. That's what I'm saying. She stole everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then
oh,
Kanye
yeah.
came back with, yeah, but then Kanye, of course, came back and was Kanye. So he kind of,
yeah.
he kind of like on the top running.
Went left. Yeah. The main things that were tweeted was that, you know, the Miley thing, the Nicki Minaj stuff. And then, of course, you know, with Amber Rose and I cannot, Black China. Them wearing their slut-shaming clothes, basically all the Twitter comments that they've ever gotten of them being called gold diggers and whores and sluts and everything else you can imagine, they decided to put all those labels on their clothes and wear them to the thing, and then they did a twerk video, and basically they're trying to start a movement where slut-shaming is, I guess, non-existent, but I don't know. It got lost in translation with the twerking. But for some people, maybe that works for them. And those are their, you know, heroes. I don't know. I don't see it that way. I like the dresses. I really actually did. I thought that was kind of cute. And then, you know, who knows? I mean, this could have been hours or whatever later, and they're at a party and they're twerking. So, but, you know, people put things together to try to, you know, make it look like it's another thing. But either way, they were twerking in the dresses.
I see the dress. I reposted the dress because I just didn't understand. I mean, okay, you make a statement, but like I said, that went over my head. So I don't even have a comment to that. So
yeah, it's like they put that nest out way. I mean, I can't even think of it. But you know what I'm saying? Like basically, they casted a very light, wide net with that one, and it just missed everybody. I didn't get it. You know, and you know, hey. But I like Amber Rose. I'm going to say that. I really like her. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it seem like I'm not, you know, cool with her. I think that, you know, just her as a person, she's a very, from the interviews I've seen, she seems to be a very genuine, real person from what I've seen of her. So I really do like her. It's just some of her movements and things that she does, I don't really get. Like, I know she did something where they were, like, in bikinis and trying to, yeah, that's a whole nother mess. But, yeah, she does things that she thinks is going to really, boosts people's interest in her or mm-hmm. bring attention to good things that could be for women, but she did a slut walk in a bikini. And I was like, well, what's a slut walk? Like, but it was basically to stop people.
Repeat that. Say that again. She did a what now?
It's called a slut walk. These girls dress up very provocatively and, like, in the clothes that, you know what, bikinis and short dresses and short skirts and all this stuff, and they're supposed to stop slut shaming, so they do a slut walk.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, I don't get it, but, you know, that's kind of her
thing. I'm very, very far from the moral police. You know that. I'm tolerant.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't give a crap about that messy stuff most of the time.
Right.
I mean, you know, with the whole reality stuff. But
right. That,
I'm sorry, I just, the slut walk, and then that's trying to encourage our generation of women coming up. How sad is that?
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you something real fast. You know,
okay.
I'm a huge Beyoncé fan, right? But you know what?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think as a fan, and I've been supporting her with like buying her stuff and everything, I think that I have a right to critique her. And I do that. There's times where I'm like, uh-uh, Beyoncé, really? No, really?
Yes, uh-huh.
But I'm getting tired of the whole naked stuff. Put on some clothes.
Yeah.
I'm really getting fed up, and even with Beyonce, and of course, I'm not even going to put her in Amber or them girls. You know, Beyonce is an artist,
mm-hmm.
and she's a genius. She's great. She's not a good actor. I'm sorry, Beyonce, I love you to death, but she's not a good actor. I mean, I'll say it, okay?
Yeah,
but
I mean, hey, I'm with you on that.
I'm just getting tired of, can you women not dress anymore? Like, this is so,
right.
It's not even like, oh, wow,
right.
Look what she, I mean, it's like, I'm getting, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
well, you know
old.
What,
Maybe
that kind of, no, and I honestly don't think you are. I'm going to tell you something. One thing that I absolutely loved about Janet, and I just have to throw her, because anytime anybody brings up Beyonce, I just throw Janet in the ring. Janet,
mm-hmm.
to me, mastered sexy. She could be in clothes and she was sexy. She could be in the midriff. She could be in whatever. Like, she just mastered that to me, and I just love what she did. And I just think that, you know, Beyonce, now I will say this. Beyonce to me is a bad B. That's what I'm going to call her. I'm not going to say a word, but y'all know what I'm saying. She's bad.
Right.
I think she commands the stage. I love the way that she, you know, just operates when it comes to owning her position in her career. And I mean more of like how she presents herself on the red carpet and just, you know, her love for her relationship and her baby and all those stuff. I like that part of it, the PR stuff. Mm-hmm. What I don't really like sometimes is like when she showed up and had the G-string and the whole thing at the Grammy. I just didn't get it, and that's fine. That's my opinion. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else can love it, but that's just me. But yeah.
And I'm not bashing sexiness. I'm not bashing women that show up in because I think that we as women should not, really, we really shouldn't care what people think of us, okay? I do get it, but I still, as a fan, I'm getting tired of just this whole naked stuff and, you know,
stripper-like
stuff. I mean, I'm just getting tired of it.
I'm missing Sade's,
you know, the Sade's type
of
artist.
Yes,
I
mean, I was going to say, it's not that we have an issue with the nakedness, it's just that it's, nothing should be all the time. Like, you should be, because women, we're so diverse. We have so many sides. So show those other sides. That's all I think that we're both trying to say. Just show all the, you know, the sides of every woman we could be. You know what I mean? Not just one, you know. That's mm-hmm. what I think. Yeah. That's just, yeah, how I see it. Show all the different facets. Because I think she wore that, girl, let me stop. I was like, I think she wore that dang, what's them things the little kids wear? The tutus. I think she had on the tutu for like 10 videos. That's all I'm saying. Them leotards.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was very
refreshing when that young artist Jhené Aiko came out, and it was so refreshing to hear and see somebody like her, that young, being so inspiring, so deep. And then, of course, she had the commercial song, and everybody know the line. The
I was about to say,
like, groceries.
Come on, eat booty like groceries.
But you know,
it's
crazy.
Like, I love my Janae, but for real, I love her.
Oh, no, why
did
you have to go there, girl?
You know
I still
why
love
she
you,
had
girl.
To go there? I'm gonna tell you why she had to go there, because Janae is just. I mean, if you listen to her, you listen to her all the time. You guys know she's just so dope at just lyrics and how she puts them together. And I think she's a genius that's really underrated. People know her now, but yeah, she's getting more known. But yeah, she's dope.
She considered herself. She said if she was like an artist baby, her mother would be Shanti, her father would be Tupac, and I love it because she's so right. Because she's so deep. Not that she says she's like Sade,
who would her father be?
Tupac.
Oh,
because you know,
dope. Okay.
Yeah, the other side of her is radical, and she has that street because you know she grew up in L.A. and gangs, and you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So
Like,
you know what,
that's. But she still has that.
Yeah.
She still has that calm, and that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Love that. Love her. Yeah. So that was the VMAs, honey. That was it, and it just led to a long conversation. So all this stuff, but yeah. So I know you got some tips. Roll with
it. Yeah, I do. But back to your VMA. The next time there's like a VMA or any kind of award show, we should kind of immediately air after. I think like the
I agree.
Next day.
Yeah. So it's fresh. Yeah, so it is fresh. That's so true. That's a good thing. Yeah, why not? Let's go. I was thinking the same thing when I was doing my celebrity stuff, because it's some stuff that happened like 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, that is still really, you know, good stuff. And I was like, dang, we got to start, you know, doing more shows. So you guys, you know, hit us up on Twitter and follow us and all that stuff and let us know what shows y'all want to see. I'm ready. I know my partner's ready. Let's go.
I'm ready, and I'm enjoying all the DMs I get on Twitter and the suggestions for shows, and I really appreciate all of you guys. But, yeah, before we just started our show tonight, I, you know, scrolled around the net, see what I can find maybe to talk about on the show, and so I come across this video. It's viral. You know, I'm a big X Factor and American Idol and The Voice fan. I watch all these auditions. Okay, a young man from the UK named Josh Daniel is like the talk of the new X Factor emotional video, whatever he has, I don't know, 2 million views or something. And he got on there and performed and had me in tears, and I tell you guys why. If you haven't seen it, just go on YouTube and type in X Factor Josh Daniel. I think Josh Daniel is enough, and it'll come up. Simon Caldwell, everybody knows Simon. And his cruelness and honestness and dryness. But the man was in tears. He was in tears, and they were real. And he couldn't even, like, he just gave his vote. Like, he said, just go ahead and vote. He couldn't even talk. He couldn't say anything. He was, I mean, you could tell he was fighting. Girl, you got to watch it. Okay.
I will.
So,
I was looking for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he sang the song by Labyrinth. It's called Jealous, but it's not the Jealous that we know from the little boy here from the Jonas's Brothers. Not that song. It's a different type of jealous. And it's an emotional song. The original one is very emotional. He sings about his girl that left him, and he's jealous because she's found happiness, and he was really hoping that she'll come back brokenhearted, and, you know, they can have a life together. So he sings, just listen to it, it's a nice song. But now Josh Daniels, when he interprets a song on X Factor, he made the lyrics his own because his friend passed away about, I think, 2 years prior, yeah, I think 2 years ago, a childhood friend of his passed away. They didn't say why, but he died. Anyway, it's been a painful journey for this young man. And so he puts it in, he takes the lyrics, the same lyrics and everything, but to where he's jealous of death. You see what I'm saying? Because the friend passed on, and he's happy now without him here on Earth. Oh, my God. I was like, I couldn't take this. I was just sobbing and bawling here. I was like, oh, gosh.
I know. You know what? Yeah. And I would be doing the exact same thing. You already know. That would get me.
So for anybody out there, if you have not seen it, please go on YouTube and check it out. It's definitely worth it. And I got some not really remedies. It's just did you know? And it's about your health and bacon. 4 sizzling strips of pan-fried bacon has 168 calories. But you know what? 2 large scrambled eggs got 182 calories. But that doesn't mean that you should take on a pork, right? Bacon is high in saturated fat and sodium. But it's interesting to know that actually 2 eggs are more in calories than 4 strips of bacon. But don't, like I said, don't think, okay, I'm going to eat 8 pieces of bacon instead because it's very high in fat, saturated fat and sodium. Four slices of some of the brands have nearly half an adult's recommended daily limited of sodium. By the way, you can cut those bacon calories by 101 by microwaving it. That's interesting. And I guess it doesn't accumulate as much fat, maybe. I don't know. But it is a little bit less in calories if you microwave it. Probably doesn't taste as good, though, huh?
Exactly.
I don't even like pork. I mean, I eat turkey bacon, and everybody thinks it's so disgusting, but I love my turkey bacon. And it's not as greasy. I do, I know, and it's kind of dry, but I like it. Now, this is about your eyes, and I know we've all had this problem, especially as women, as we get older. The swollen eyes, the bags under our eyes, right? I know I deal with it all the time.
I do
sometimes
too.
It's worse than you do too. Okay. I mean, sometimes it's worse than others, right? Yeah. But here are some remedies how to manage that. Well, for one, and I just mentioned that with the bacon, curb your salt intake because salt, you know, accumulates fluid and it makes us swell up. And so curb your salt, manage your allergies. I take 2 Sirtex a day to manage my allergies, and it does help. Get enough sleep, we know that. Drink enough water so, you know, you can flush. And use the neti pot. Are you familiar with the neti pot, Tasha?
No, not at all.
I've been using it too. Go ahead.
Oh, no. What is that and what do you do? That?
Okay, you rinse your nose. It looks like a little Aladdin, like a little teacup, right? And you can buy it at Walmart, actually. And it was on Dr. Oz. He had like a whole show about the neti pot. And in India, this is like a common, they do it like, I think, for hygiene and beauty reasons. And actually what it does, it flushes out your sinuses. It cleans your sinuses. It's amazing. And I've been using it for a long time. You can go to Walmart and get the neti pot and you kind of, you know, fill it up with lukewarm water, but you don't just use your regular water. If you use your sink water, make sure you boil it and then let it stand there until it gets lukewarm and then use it.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Okay.
You hold it to your nasal, let's say your left nasal, and you kind of tilt your head and you let it, and that's like the bad part for most people. You let it run through until it opens up your sinus and comes out of the other, you know, nasal. I mean, a lot of people think that's disgusting, but you'll be surprised how much mess will come out your nose.
You know, I was going to say better out than in anyway, so, hey, why not?
Yeah. But it cleanses you and helps control your allergy. Okay, another good tip, and that's not a surprising one, slow it down with the alcohol, my friends. Alcohol will cause swollen eyes. We know that. I think most people know that. Now,
yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, I didn't know that at all. Okay. Go ahead.
Alcohol will give you puffy eyes. Yeah, definitely. Slices of cucumber also help. Just place them, like cut them, like just cut 2 pieces of cucumbers and place them on top of your eyes for about 15 to 30 minutes, preferably cold. And also slices of potatoes, preferably cold as well. Put them on top of your eyes for 10 or 15 minutes in the morning. If you have time, you know, 30 minutes is the best to get the best results, but 15 minutes is okay. And that also will aid in eliminating the swelling and the bags underneath your eyes. So Just remember those. And you can take a spoon and put them in the freezer for like maybe 5 minutes and then hold it on top of your eyes as well. That works too.
You know what? Now that I didn't know about the cucumbers because I used to watch Three's Company and Mrs. Roper, she would always have cucumber slices on her face. So that I did know. But yeah, I didn't know about the alcohol causing your eyes to be puffy. I always blame mine on my allergies. That's why I was so happy about your tip you just gave us.
So that's it. That's it for me and my remedies for tonight. And I know you have a little bit more gossip. And I was going to talk about Sierra, but I think I want to just do it on the next show because I have an opinion. And we all have opinions, and I'm going to share that on the next show. Because I'm sure until then there's going to be some more rumors accumulating. So I'm just going to go ahead and listen to some of your celeb talk because I know you got some more.
Oh, my gosh, always, yes. And I was going to tell you, yes, that Sierra show, that's definitely a topic show because we were talking about that earlier, and you know. Yes, we need to do a show on that one. Okay, so, guys, I'm just going to jump right into it because it's so much, okay? I wanted to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. It's been under an enormous amount of scrutiny since it started. Even myself personally, I will just be honest, at the time I was thinking, all lives matter. Why are we focused on black lives? Okay, that was just my opinion at the time, just saying. Okay, but basically, this movement started in 2014. It was after the wake of course, you know, the Ferguson incident was really what launched it. It was after, of course, Trayvon Martin and Eric, Garner, and, you know, Michael Brown, all those murders that happened of unarmed black men. And basically these three people who had successful companies on their own, they were already doing things, they got together and they just decided that they wanted to become activists and really protect those particular lives and be more of someone put it on like a meme that I saw, and I wanted to just share this with you guys. It said, when we say protect the rainforest, okay? It's not that we're saying forget all the other rainforests. It's just saying that this particular rainforest needs our attention, needs to be looked at, needs to be, you know, needs some things, some attentiveness brought to this issue. And that's exactly what Black Lives Matter did, you know, in 2014. So we have Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who is now there was a murder of an officer by a black man. The man was definitely a person who had some psychological issues, and he killed a white man. And then there was a group of people marching and talking about something about killing all police officers. It's just crazy. But let me just say that does not make Black Lives Matter a hate group. That just says anytime something becomes national, it can be, if pizza's your favorite food, somebody can be doing something very terrible with pizza. You don't just go and, you know, debunk the whole pizza thing. And that's what I kind of feel like Elizabeth Hasselbeck did. She attacked the whole movement as opposed to whatever. So that's my opinion, but that's what's going on, guys. They're attacking that movement, and just know that it wasn't started. No matter what it ever becomes, it wasn't started in that mean spirit. So let's keep it moving, guys. Dylan Roof was the young man, the white young man who went into the church in Charleston, South Carolina, and killed 9 people. He is facing the death penalty. This definitely should be a show, partner. We really need to talk about just the death penalty just by itself. But he's facing the death penalty. I don't know how you guys feel. Just know that that's out there and that's on the table. I really don't have any opinions about that. It just kind of is what it is for me. You know, he took 9 lives, so it's up to you guys. All right, let's move on. I wanted to talk about Kevin Gates. This is my last story that I'll share really quick. Kevin Gates is a rapper from New Orleans. He is a mess. He has a ton of fans, which is going to really be something that's going to be like, ew, in a minute, okay? A ton of fans on Twitter and Instagram, everywhere. Okay, so basically he kicks an 18-year-old woman at his concert, which was like last week, I believe. He was in at a Rumors nightclub in Florida. It was I did have the city. I had it written down, but it was in Florida. It was a nightclub, and he basically, the reason that he kicked her, he said that she grabbed his cargo pants that he had on, and she was in the very front row. She was 18 years old, and I guess it was her dream to see Kevin Gates, and he just and when she went to grab his pants, he kicked her really, really, really hard to where the people around her, she fell backwards. The people around her had to aid her, the rest of the audience and stuff, until the paramedics arrived. Mm-hmm. She said she couldn't breathe at the time. This man is just a mess. These are rumors or things that have been said about him, but people have said that he admits to this stuff, okay? He once kicked a woman out of his room, his hotel room, because she refused to have sex with his dog. Oral sex. Give oral sex to his dog. Yes. That's just beyond sick. He also allegedly admitted to having sex on a regular basis with his own cousin. Everything I've heard about him is bad. I have no idea why anybody would be his fan if this stuff is true. But, you know, that's the world we live in, like I said. But he did kick that fan, and personally, I hope that he gets jail time. I really hope that he, because if you see the video, he really kicked her really, really hard. I hope that he, doesn't just have to pay out of his pocket. I really do hope he gets some jail time for that. That's just uncalled for. I'm sorry?
There's a video where they got it on video?
Oh, yeah. Go to TMZ, I believe I saw it on TMZ. Definitely go on there. Or you can just Google his name. That's what I did. I Googled the story of Florida, Kevin Gates kicking a young lady, and you will see the video. He kicked her so hard. Really bad. Really bad, guys. So, yeah.
You know, they need to investigate a little bit more about that dog. That is just, I mean, I can't even.
I agree.
I'm almost speechless. I'm stuttering. I'm like, what?
And this is the thing. See, I agree with you. And I was just thinking, wait, charges weren't filed ages ago for this dog stuff? And,
take this dog, take this poor dog out of this man's care. No, I don't even want to give him that title, man. Out of this creepy.
I know.
This is also animal abuse in the worst way. You know, telling what all he does or have done in the past. That is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Now that, yes, I'd be on it. I repost. Like, please petition to get this animal. Don't have any kids around him. I'm sorry. I'm just making allegations now, but not sick.
No.
You know?
But yeah, and I will definitely post the link. I'll post it on our website. I'll get it up tonight and just post it on our on our Artist Connection fan page. Go over there. You know, check us out. Like us, please. And that's my celeb gossip of the night. And yeah, he is a sick little creature. So,
sick
prayers up, guys.
Yuck. Completely just ruined everything, like, for me right now. I'm just seeing
it.
And then I know we had talked earlier, and I didn't even know who he was. Okay, but you know me. I don't even own cable. I don't even watch TV. Some of my news from social media. I do, be on social media, as everybody know. And I have my Netflix. But that's why I love the show, because you always inform me and let me know. And I will go back and do some of the research from some of the stuff that we talk about on the show. I always go back and be like, oh, wow, okay, let me. And so I really love it. But this situation here, like I said, I didn't even know who he was. And I do listen to radio. But maybe mistaken where he's
I don't know.
I never heard him.
Yeah, partner, I didn't know who this man was before this morning either. He just was in the top of the blogs I watch on Forrest Rocks. That's where a lot of my topics come from, guys. So definitely YouTube, Forrest Rock. She is so good. She does top of the blogs every single week, and she's funny and entertaining. And it's everything that I research from her. I mean, she is always right on it. She knows the story, the full shebang. So props to her. And that's how I try to give you guys information, too.
Big up to her. She should be. We should be inviting her to our show. Have a little talk with her.
Oh,
she
my God, I would love to. I would love to have Forrest Rock on the show. She has a ton of a ton of fans. I would love for her to be on our show. And I'm always on there, like, commenting and stuff like that. That's my girl. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I would love. I probably will put the filler out there and see if she could come on Artist Connection. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And then she could bring us some news. She could bring us some hot topics. But now, but the Kevin Gates guy, when I seen the picture, I almost vomit, like, look.
Right.
And then to know the things that he does, right, ugh. That's just,
she looks a mess. You can see him. Well, you saw him. Yeah, you saw him. He looks a mess.
Yes. I don't even want to give him any more power by even thinking of him. So, well, thanks for all those updates, partner. And we're going to, like I said, I'm going to save my little Sierra opinion, and I love Sierra. So, really, my opinion is for her, not against her, just for your information. But I do have a strong opinion because social media is bashing her so bad right now, and I do not at all like it, and she does not deserve it. So, I will do a hot topic on our next show. So just make sure you follow our show so that you're going to get email alerts every time we air. A lot of people don't know that they can actually follow us here. But we have a bunch of likes on Facebook, and I really appreciate everybody. But come over to this side and follow us on Artist Connection as well. And everybody that has been into the chat room tonight, thank you for listening. And continue your love and, you know, DM us. Let us know what you want to hear. Partner, the last words are to you.
My last words are just basically take care of yourself, stay positive, stay around positive people, and have a great weekend.
And it's Tasha, and Tammy LC. We love you guys. Ta-da.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.